USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New Year's 2021 in Times Square saw a limited number of VIPs and not the throngs that normally invade the New York City landmark this time of year. An Indiana law requiring women considering an abortion receive an ultrasound at least 18 hours before the procedure goes into effect today. The legal fight that lasted more than 4 years from the time that then-Governor Mike Pence signed the measure for women considering abortions, ultrasound are an important part of informed consent counseling, Indiana Attorney General Curtis Hill posted to Twitter on Thursday night. College football's bowl season continues. Rose Bowl, Sugar Bowl, Peach Bowl, and Citrus Bowl will all be played today. This is USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV is exploding, and everyone's talking about it. Now, a survey finds that 30 million Americans are watching Newsmax TV all the time. Millions are turning off Fox, and President Trump says he loves Newsmax. So watch it, and make sure you vote in Newsmax's national poll asking about President Trump conceding the election. It takes a minute. Just text the word NORTH to 39747 and vote instantly. President Trump wants to know your opinion, so text NORTH to 39747 and vote instantly in Newsmax's poll. Plus, watch Newsmax TV with great shows including Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, and more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your guide or tell your cable operator you want Newsmax like everyone else. Watch Newsmax TV today and vote in their big poll on Trump. Text NORTH to 39747 and let your voice be heard.
Republican Senator David Perdue of Georgia will quarantine after being exposed to someone infected with COVID-19. Days before the runoff election to keep his Senate seat, he will be sidelined per CDC guidelines. The senator and his wife both tested negative for the virus. Caution, fireworks on January 6th. USA Radio News, Dan Naraki.
Senator Josh Hawley says he will challenge Joe Biden's electoral victory in Pennsylvania, forcing Congress to debate on the results of the presidential election in at least one state. The Missouri Republicans' challenge to the results are likely to delay certification of the Electoral College's vote when Congress meets in a joint session on January 6th. Hawley tells Fox News he's going to take his opportunity to stand up for election integrity.
I mean, somebody has to stand up here. You've got 74 million Americans who feel disenfranchised, who feel like their vote doesn't matter, and this is the one opportunity that I have as a United States Senator. This process right here, my one opportunity to stand up and say something, and that's exactly what I'm going to do.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Illegal immigrants can now get a driver's license in Virginia. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
Starting today, illegal immigrants will be able to apply for driver privilege cards in Virginia. Advocates of the permits claim the issue is in the interest of public safety. Virginia's General Assembly, which has a Democratic majority, passed the legislation allowing the cards in March. Illegal immigrants will be able to apply for driver privilege cards if they are a resident of Virginia, if they have reported income from Virginia sources in the last year, or were claimed as a dependent, and if their driving privilege is not suspended or revoked in Virginia or elsewhere. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
16 U.S. states, the District of Columbia, and Puerto Rico issue driver's licenses to illegal immigrants in the United States. A brawl broke out Thursday after the Mississippi State Bulldogs defeated the Tulsa Golden Hurricane at the Armed Forces Bowl. Tulsa coach Greg Montgomery said sophomore safety Kendarren Ray was being treated for some sort of concussion after he was on the bottom of the pile during a scrum. State beat Tulsa 28-26. Mississippi State finished the season 4-7. Tulsa finished the season 6-3. Michael Jackson's famed Neverland Ranch, 120 miles north of Los Angeles, California, has sold. Billionaire investor Ron Burkle, a former family friend of the Jacksons, bought the 2,700-acre estate. Mr. Burkle paid $22 million, according to public records. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.